Fear looms bigger and scarier in the dark. As women in midlife and beyond, we should know. After all, we spend hours lying awake in the middle of the night while our brains magnify even the tiniest concern into a full-blown sense of dread, which makes it even more challenging to get back to sleep. And when we finally crawl out of bed, it all seems so silly in the light of day. Well, that's my experience anyway. I'm Carly Newman, and you're listening to Flip Side of Midlife, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond who want to feel connected, hopeful, confident, and more satisfied with life than ever before. Big news, my friend. My Elevate membership is now available. For just $25 a month, you get simple, easy-to-use, and impactful content that helps you learn, stretch your comfort zone, and ignite change. This is where you can hone in on one topic each month to elevate your well-being and love your life. Think of the cumulative effects you'll experience when you focus on topics like mindset, rest, values, habits, and lifestyle. Visit my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more about Elevate and each of the ways I help you thrive. Wherever you are on your journey in midlife and beyond, there's a space for you to tap into my positive vibes, knowledge, and experience. One of my greatest joys in life is to help you tap into positivity to explore the endless possibilities on the flip side of midlife. Midlife and beyond is a beautiful opportunity to bring fear into the light and transform how you think about and relate to it. In the last two episodes, I talk about how to recognize your fears and then how to work with them. In this episode, I'm here to help you reflect on how fear has shown up in your past to accept and honor its impact on you. Grab your journal, notebook, or favorite app and get ready for note time. If you're not in a space to write, I'll include the time marker in the show notes and transcript so you can come right back here when you are. You, my friend, have arrived here in a unique way. The path you've taken is unlike anyone else's. There are many gems of knowledge you collected along the way, and there are many yet to be collected. Understanding how fear has helped and hindered you in the past enlightens your path forward. Here are a few reasons it's meaningful to spend time reflecting on the influence your fear had in the past. The first reason is to gain deeper self-compassion and understanding. Looking back allows you to see your past fears through a new lens. You have more knowledge and understanding now than you did then. You can remember without self-judgment. Find the nuggets of wisdom in your experiences. Understand that you were doing the best you could at that moment. Notice where listening to your fear helped you and where it held you back. Another reason that it's meaningful to spend time reflecting is that it helps you understand how to navigate fear as you continue this journey. Reflection is an opportunity to observe the ways fear shaped your path so far. It empowers you to see fear as an emotion that is not good or bad, it just is. And you can recognize the options and choices you want to make here in midlife and beyond. The third meaningful reason to reflect is that it helps you boost your resilience. Viewing your past self as she traveled through and avoided her fear helps present you appreciate the setbacks and obstacles you've overcome. You see evidence that you can do difficult things. You know you are stronger than you give yourself credit for. You have more knowledge and understanding about the world and yourself. This gives you more emotional strength and flexibility, which is resilience, my friend. With these three reasons in mind, I encourage you to look back to notice the role fear played in your past. Doing so enables you to accept and honor it. Experience a feeling of release when you honor your fear and how it has shaped your unique path. Because you understand and appreciate it, fear no longer has a hold on you. In my latest Wednesday email, I offer four prompts to help you harness and appreciate your fear rather than avoid and deny it. If you'd like me to forward that email to you, reach out to me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com and request it. I hope to hear from you, my friend. Next week, I'll be here to help you release the fears that no longer serve you. If you want to chat with me about your fears or ask for my advice or opinion on something else, schedule a one-hour spot during my wellness hours. I set aside time on Wednesdays and Thursdays to help you with your wellness questions, challenges, and concerns. Head to my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more and to schedule a time that works for you. So what are your thoughts about today's episode? I'd love to hear from you, my friend. Email me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com to share what resonates with you most in this or any of my episodes. I'm so grateful for you tuning in. Thanks for listening to Flipside of Midlife. Will you help other women in midlife and beyond find this podcast? Tell your friends or take a moment to follow, subscribe, rate, or write a review. When you do, it helps my podcast show up when women are searching. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.